Thanks so much for joining me for Lectio. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to spend time with me as together we spend time with God. First thing that we're going to do is make sure that you're in a comfortable position where you can relax your body and yet keep your mind alert, not fall asleep. Although if you need to fall asleep, that's a good thing to do too. You can rest. But Lectio is not about sleeping. Lectio is about turning our minds and our hearts towards God and hearing His voice. So find a spot in your of where you can relax your body and be really fully present in this place and in this moment, because God is here in this moment with us. And He has something to say to you. And what He has to say to you is different than what He has to say to me, even though He's using the same scripture to converse with us. So we'll start with that. If you get distracted at any time, just center into your breathing to get yourself back into this place of connecting with God. Jesus, we offer this time to you. Help us to turn towards you and to still our minds and our bodies so we can recognize your presence and hear your voice. Transform us in these still moments and in the busy moments to come. We offer ourselves to you. Our scripture for today is John 1, 10 to 18. And in Lectio, I'll read it three times. And the first time, and then I'll hold a few minutes, 2.5 to 3 minutes of silence after each time I read for you to listen to God. So the first time I'm going to read it, notice if there's a word or a phrase that jumps out at you. And this is God's word or phrase to you. He has something to say to you that's about you in particular. It's personal, and He's using this scripture to speak to you. So notice if there's a word or phrase that jumps out at you, and don't worry about what it's going to mean. You don't have to try to figure it out. That's probably the hardest part of Lectio, is learning to let go and let God do it. It's really easy to speed on ahead and go, oh, I bet this is why, but it's why. And there's nothing wrong with that, but sometimes we're giving ourselves our own answers instead of listening for God's answer. So see if you can just notice and let God make the connections for you. John 1, 10 to 18. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." As I read the text a second time, this is the time to notice what God brings to mind as the word or phrase connects to your life. You can explore it with your imagination, with your senses, with your memories, but know that God's bringing that up to you. He's making the connection for you, and you're recognizing the connection between the word or phrase that jumped out at you, or one that jumps out in the next reading, and your life. John 1, 10 to 18. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." As I read the text a third time and then spend some time in quiet, look for an invitation from God. He is inviting you to something. It may be something to do. It may be something to be. Most of the time it's something to be, because it's easier, I think, to do something than to be something. He's looking to invite you to be transformed, to be more like him. And it's an invitation. So you are free to say no. Or not yet. And God's okay with that. He'll just keep inviting you and keep wooing you to himself. So notice an invitation. that from God in this next quiet time. John 1, 10 to 18. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." Now the time for noticing and listening and pondering and being invited. I guess we're always invited, but the work of our part of noticing God is done, and the time just is to rest in his presence. So we have turned towards him. We have stilled our minds and our bodies. We've heard his voice, and now we're just going to be with him. When we rest in God's presence, know that you are loved. Whether you accepted his invitation or not, he loves you and wants to be with you. So let everything else go and just rest in God's presence. You're close enough to breathe him in. So just breathe and rest and know that he's holding you. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. As usual, consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you've experienced in your prayer. And now, by your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.